Single-family homes, duplexes and accessory buildings are a few of the development projects on the go in New West. Here's a rundown of some of the projects currently making their way through New Westminster City Hall. New detached accessory building in Brow of the Hill. The Westminster House Society has submitted a rezoning application with the hopes of building an administration building on its Brow of the Hill property. At its September 26 meeting, Council directed staff to proceed with processing the proposed rezoning at 228 7th Street. A rezoning application has been received for this property, which would regularize the site's principal use and permit construction of a detached accessory building, said a staff report. The detached accessory building would contain support spaces, including office and administrative areas, laundry, washroom facilities and food storage. The staff report said the project would not result in an expansion of the number of clients served by the recovery house, but it would improve and expedite clients' access to services and better accommodate staff needs. The project is being funded through Reaching Home, a community-based program aimed at preventing and reducing homelessness, and is subject to a limited funding window, said a September 26 staff report to council. In consideration of these limitations, the application is being processed under an expedited timeline. Next steps. The applicant will lead consultation about the project, which includes reaching out to the local residences association, and the city will lead public consultation, including the creation of a Be Heard New West webpage and survey. Applicant-led consultation for this project would take place no earlier than November 2022, said the staff report. As the form of development is consistent with the OCP and within the city's established land use policy, the application would not be forwarded to the New Westminster Design Panel or the Advisory Planning Commission for review. Heritage Revitalization Agreement in Saperton. The city has received an application for a Heritage Revitalization Agreement for 441 Fader Street in Saperton. A preliminary report to council said the project would include retention of a 1930 heritage house and construction of a new infill house, with a rental secondary suite, fronting Major Street. A staff memo stated that stratification and higher density being proposed through the Heritage Revitalization Agreement. Some additional relaxations are required, including the rear setback for the infill house, and to allow compact parking spaces. Additionally, the existing lot size, 5,106.3 square feet, which is below the minimum required in the zone, would regularized with this application, said the memo. In exchange, the 1930 house would be restored, and legally protected through a heritage designation bylaw and listed on the city's heritage register. The relaxations are considered reasonable in the context of the heritage value of the house. The restoration work proposed on the heritage house, increasing infill housing and choice, and the inclusion of a rental unit, located on a 5,106.3 square foot lot, the existing house would be 1,414 square feet, 131.4 square meters, once an unsympathetic rear addition is removed. The new infill house would be 1,968.7 square feet, 182.9 square meters. It includes a three-bedroom principal unit and a two-bedroom basement suite of 680.9 square feet, 63.3 square meters. At its October 3 meeting, council directed staff to proceed with processing the proposed heritage revitalization agreement. Next steps. Now that a preliminary report has gone to council, the proposal's heritage elements will be reviewed by the city's Community Heritage Commission and the applicant will lead public consultation. That will be followed by Council's consideration of first and second readings of the Heritage Revitalization Agreement and Heritage Designation Bylaws, a public hearing followed by Council's consideration of third readings of the bylaws, Council's adoption of the bylaws, and issuance of the Heritage Alteration Permit by the City's Director of Climate Action, Planning and Development. Duplex proposal in Saperton. The city has received a rezoning application to allow a duplex to be constructed at 376 Keary Street in Saperton. The proposed development consists of a side-by-side, ground-oriented, fee-simple-owned duplex, with both units being oriented to Keary Street. Both units would be about 185.8 square meters, 2,000 square feet, and contain three bedrooms on the upper story and an office, den at the main floor. The proposed duplex would help increase opportunities for family-friendly, ground-oriented infill housing, which is a key objective of the official community plan, said a staff report. According to staff, before submitting the rezoning application, the applicant sought approval to demolish the existing 1950 house. The city sent the applicant a letter explaining the different retention or deconstruction options. As per the city's policy for buildings that are 50 years or older, the owner has chosen not to pursue a retention option, said the report. A demolition permit has not yet been issued. On September 26, council directed staff to process the rezoning application, following the steps outlined in a consultation and review process. Next steps. Now that a preliminary report has been considered by council, the process moves on to applicant-led and city-led public consultation. That will be followed by council consideration of the rezoning application and issuance of notice of waiving the public hearing. Council consideration of first and second reading. A public hearing, if scheduled, followed by council consideration of third reading, and council consideration of adoption of the bylaw. Single-family homes in Queensborough. 10 single-detached houses on compact lots are proposed for properties in Queensborough. On September 26, City Council instructed staff to process proposed zoning bylaw amendment, development variance permit and development permit applications for 114-118 Spryce Street. The proposal would result in the construction of 10 two-story homes on the two lot. The proposed site plan would require the dedication of two new lanes, one east-west lane which would provide access to a new north-south lane, said a staff report. Parking for each lot would be provided in an enclosed garage at the rear of the site. A staff report said the site includes two lots. 114 Spryce Street is currently vacant and 118 Spryce Street contains a house that was built in 1961. And is considered to have relatively low heritage value and has been approved for demolition. On September 26, council instructed staff to process the rezoning, development variance permit and development permit applications. Next steps. Future in the process include applicant-led and city-led consultation. That will be followed by council consideration of the rezoning application and issuance of notice of waiving the public hearing. Council consideration of first and second reading. A public hearing, if council agrees, one should be scheduled, followed by council consideration of third reading. Applicant addresses adoption requirements. Council consideration of adoption of proposed zoning amendment bylaw and issuance development variance permit, and issuance of a development permit by the city's Director of Climate Action, Planning and Development.